What's your name?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Forbes magazine, big magazine. People like them.
Forbes, yeah, they're pretty good, yeah.
They know stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so Forbes came out. I don't know why. I guess they hired somebody from Rolling Stone. Forbes came out with the 30 top rock bands of all time.
Forbes has been competing with all the other magazines for so long. They even have like lipstick colors. It's like, wait, no, that's for Glamour and Cosmo. Like, why are you telling me how to live my life and what to put on my lips? But yeah, they're competing with everybody. So.
Okay, so that kind of makes sense. I thought it was weird, but I'm like, oh, it's rock bands. We should discuss.
Okay.
Number 30, Aerosmith. So you know this is a good list if they're number 30.
Wait, okay, so if they're number 30, if this amazing rock band, one of the greatest rock bands of all time, is number 30, that means they found 29 more bands who are more better.
More better. And
okay, we'll see.
Number 29, an incredible band, three-piece band, which makes them incredible, ZZ Top.
Wait, they think ZZ Top is better than Aerosmith? That's interesting.
I would say so.
Okay.
Because it's three guys that make a shit ton of noise and do it really well. So three-piece bands are harder than four-piece bands, I think. All right. Number 28, Tool. Number 27, They Lost Their Mind, Oasis. We'll just move on.
Well, hang on a minute. They think Oasis is better than Aerosmith? This is becoming who's better than Aerosmith, by the way.
Okay. 26, Kiss. Which Kiss is not better than Aerosmith. Gene Simmons might think so, but Gene Simmons is out of his mind. 25, Radiohead.
Okay. All right. I'm on board with Radiohead.
24, Journey.
Better than Aerosmith?
Journey got hits.
Maybe. I don't know.
Journey got hits. Number 23, Cooper takes this list and throws it away. Number 23, Nirvana.
Wait, why are they so low on the list? What's wrong with Forbes magazine? Do they all have strokes? Were they about to put their list together and all of a sudden they all went, ugh, like every one of them had a stroke?
That's a three-piece band, three guys that made a shit ton of noise.
So much noise. The loudest band ever.
Number 22, another three-piece band, Cream.
Name one Cream song.
Yeah. People love Cream. 21, okay. Heart.
Okay, got some women in there. I like that. I'm on board with that. Still not better than Aerosmith, but go ahead.
20, Guns N' Roses.
All right.
19, Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
Which I think is funny that they won for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and they didn't show up. Why? Because their name is Rage Against the Machine.
Exactly. And you're the machine giving us awards that we don't want. Read the room. Read the title of the band.
I think that's funny. If they showed up, they would not be Raging Against the Machine. Number 18, another.
Maybe Celine Dion.
Number 18, Rush, which I agree with. 17, Iron Maiden.
I always get Rush and Yes mixed up. I can't tell you how often I'll be like, I'll hear that song Roundabout and I'll go, oh, I love Rush. My boyfriend's like, no, it's Yes.
No, I went through
like,
the whole.
No, Yes? What? No, Yes? Yes, no? What?
I just went through the whole 18 hours of the Geddy Lee book and I wanted it to be 25 hours. I wanted it to be more. It was really good.
Is that the Rush dude?
Geddy Lee from Rush. He's the singer.
Okay, fine.
16. Is U2.
You know, early U2, people make fun of U2 now, and they're sort of like the butt of a joke or whatever, but I gotta say, their Super Bowl halftime show was iconic. Their earlier albums, Achtung Baby and Joshua Tree, and their War Boy, those are all great albums.
They're a Sphere band now. They just play in the Sphere. They don't leave the Sphere.
No, they should never leave the Sphere.
15, The Clash.
Yes! Oh, okay. This list is winning me back right now.
Now they lost us. 14, The Doors.
Yawn.
13, Cooper gives up on this list. The Who.
Again, why so low? Don't they know who The Who is? No, they obviously never heard of The Who. They don't know anything about Pete Townsend, the greatest songwriter of all time.
Number 12, better than The Who, Black Sabbath. Number 11, better than The Who, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, okay. Fleetwood Mac is great. They're not better than The Who.
Number 10, better than The Who, AC/DC.
No way. Okay, AC/DC has two songs. The Who has like 30 albums. In fact, Tommy is coming back to Broadway. Name one AC/DC song that anybody has heard in 30 years.
Number 9, better than The Who, Metallica.
Every man in my life would agree with that. Okay, excuse me. Wait a minute. Every man in my life is wondering why that's not number one.
Well, number 8 should be number one. The Eagles.
Ugh, really? The greatest rock and roll band of all time?
The greatest hits album is the number one selling album of all time. Their greatest hits is number one.
You know why? No, listen, the Macarena was the number one song. It doesn't make it good. It just, because it's accessible.
Oh, you can't fight about the Eagles.
Because your mom and your grandma and everybody can listen.
Number 7, better than The Who, Van Halen. Number 6, better than The Who, The Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay, I'll give you that.
Number 5, Jimi Hendrix Experience. Oh, okay. Number 4, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're iconic. Okay.
All right, now we're in the top 3. So we got Queen, number 3.
Queen's number 3? I was sure you're going to tell me that was number 1.
No. Number 2, The Beatles.
The number 2? The Beatles? Wait a minute. They think somebody's better than The Beatles? You know, I don't care for The Beatles, but people love them.
I don't know who number 1 is. I've not looked at number 1. I'm stuck at number 2.
Okay, wait, don't look yet. Let's guess, because I think I know who it is.
Better than The Beatles, nobody.
Led Zeppelin, they're going to say.
Oh, they're going to say Led Zeppelin. Number 1, you're right. Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin's not better than The Beatles, though. The Beatles are more better than Led Zeppelin. I love Led Zeppelin. Don't get me wrong. The Beatles, if it wasn't for The Beatles, there would be no Led Zeppelin.
Right. People love The Beatles in a way that is like unholy. The fact that The Beatles is not the top of every, and I could care less about The Beatles, but I do understand, I do respect, you know, I put some respect on The Beatles. I do understand, like, if it wasn't for them, all the music that I love wouldn't exist.
And where's Billy Joel?
Wait, so if The Beatles are number 2, why are the Rolling Stones so low on the list?
Right, the Stones should be number 3. It should be Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Stones.
And why are the Doors even on the list?
People in the Doors, I don't know. I don't understand that. Writers on the Storm.
I don't get it. Yawn.